At this point of Lent, I often feel a heaviness, knowing that all too soon Jesus will journey to the cross. This year, Lent feels extra heavy. Our city feels desolate. There are no cars in the parking lots of restaurants and some stores, and there are signs on doors listing restrictions. The hospitals and doctor's offices have the doors manned with staff, holding thermometers, and asking a series of questions before you are allowed to enter. Our lives have been saturated with the heaviness of this time of shelter in place and the gloom of Lent. In this heaviness, I can imagine myself standing with Ezekiel in the midst of the valley of dry bones, a cruel reminder of the horrific scenes of corpses that the exiles witnessed before their departure from Israel. And I can imagine myself standing next to Mary and Martha as they weep over the death of their brother Lazarus, overwhelmed with grief and confusion. Did Mary and Martha get angry with Jesus for not coming quicker? Jesus loves this family. Why did he wait? Was Jesus being insensitive? Jesus was not being insensitive to the family's need. In fact, Jesus knew this family drama belongs to a larger story. Lazarus' illness is part of the story of the glory of God. This is part of Jesus' ministry and mission. And Jesus heads to Bethany, knowing that his return to Judea carries with it the possibility of his own death. Raising Lazarus to life is the event in John's gospel that brings about the plan to kill Jesus. And yet Jesus still comes to Martha and Mary. Martha, who I'm sure is overcome with grief, is the first to encounter Jesus. She says to Jesus, "If you had been there, my brother would not have died." You can hear her confidence in Jesus, as well as her struggle with Jesus' timing. It is this time, this encounter with Martha, that we hear Jesus say, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." This is just one of the several I am statements that Jesus makes in the Gospel of John. And when Mary, who is deeply grieving, comes to where Jesus is, she and the Jews who followed her are weeping. Mary places her grief on Jesus. Jesus is deeply moved by the weeping of Mary and Martha that he begins to weep with them. His love for this family and his willingness to take their grief moves Jesus to weep with Mary and Martha. And Jesus weeps not only as a sign of his love for this family, he weeps also because of the destructive power of death that is still at work in the world. The pain of this family reminds Jesus of the pain of the world. As I find myself longing for Easter, I have found myself searching for signs of hope and joy and signs of new life. I have found those signs in the tiny yellow, purple, and white crocus flowers popping out of the ground by my front porch. The kind words from a stranger walking by my house, shouting at me to stay safe and stay well. The outpouring of appreciation and love for doctors, nurses, chaplains, and hospital staff. And when Jesus calls Lazarus from the death back into life, Jesus transforms this miracle story about the raising of Lazarus into the story about the fullness of new life that is possible to all who believe. My friends, Jesus is our sign. He is the resurrection and the life. The victory over death that resurrection presents is available in the present moment in the person of Jesus. Through faith in Jesus, death loses its power and life gains new power. Amen.